start with some specifications about that are Martha Yee's specifications for how to ferberize, and then use those to compare, look at the existing projects and see which specs they're meeting and which they aren't. First of all, I think that if you've got a ferberized catalog, it should be possible for users who are seeking a known work, a user who's seeking a known work and has both its author and its title, should be able to search on the author and the title simultaneously in order to increase the precision of the search. Secondly, I think that we should allow the user who is seeking a known work and has both its author and its title to identify which keywords in his or her search are author keywords and which are title words. Again, that increases precision. And thirdly, I think that we should be trying to match the author keywords against name authority records and name headings in bibliographic records, and match the title keywords against title fields in name title and title authority records as well as in the bibliographic records. And ideally, the matching of multiple keywords for the same entity should be across the group of records that represents that entity. For example, the matching of keywords for the same author should be across all the authority records for a particular author. And if that author has used pseudonyms, or if the corporate body has subdivisions or earlier or later names, then the software should recognize that those all should go into that clump. And matching of keywords for the same work should be across all the authority records for a work and its parts. And then we should pull up any work identifier that occurs in either an authority record or a bibliographic record that matches on both the author and the title. So note that the match may actually occur in a bibliographic record on a name added entry and a title added entry, because we do use analytic entries sometimes for works. If multiple work identifiers are matched, they should be shown to the user, and the user should be allowed to determine which is the desired work. And that here we should be sure to display the entire matching work identifier, including both the author and the uniform title, if either are part of the work identifier, not just the work identifiers for bibliographic records that have matched the search. Once a particular work has been selected by the user, the ferberization process should lead to a display of all of its manifestations and expressions, as well as all works that are related to it and all works that are about it, in a compressed display and in logical groupings so that a user can easily choose or not choose to survey all the expression manifestations independently of the related works or the works about the work. A user can easily choose or not choose to survey all the related works independently of the expression manifestations or works about the work. And a user can easily choose or not to choose to survey all the works about the work independently of the other two categories. When a user chooses to display all the expressions or manifestations of the work, the user should be offered various options for arranging them, including by publication date, by publisher, and even by edition statement or by some of the subsidiary authors like editor or illustrator or translator. And once a user requests to view a single record for a particular manifestation or expression, they should see the full record display to ensure that the display includes all the discriminatory information that differentiates this expression manifestation from all other expression manifestations of the work, including statements of subsidiary authorship, illustrators, translators, editors, and the like, edition statements, series statements, publisher and date. Extent statements sometimes are the only place where you can see the difference between two different editions. presence or absence of illustrations in the physical description, addition history notes, and notes about version. In other words, the reason we create bibliographic records is to collect all of the discriminatory information that might potentially differentiate one expression manifestation from another, so don't hide any of that information from users. Allow a user doing a subject search or a generic keyword search to benefit from Ferberization as well. In the humanities, the best way to do this is to supply a default multiple record display of all the works under a subject heading or all the works retrieved by a keyword search that's arranged by work identifier. In the sciences, users should at least be given the option to sort their multiple record display by work identifier. Sometimes people in the sciences just want the most current works rather than wanting all of the works to cluster, but they should have the option of doing it if they need to. And then once a user has selected a particular work, specifications 5, 6, and 7 above should apply. Okay, those are my specifications that I'm going to use to review these projects, but I wanted to quickly remind everybody about Ferber definitions, too, before we start talking about Ferberization. Ferber defines a work as a distinct intellectual or artistic creation. So a film example would be the film Jules and Jim. Ferber defines an expression. Ferber defines an expression as the intellectual or artistic realization of a work in the form of alphanumeric musical or choreographic notation, sound, image, object, movement, or any combination of such forms. So an example using Jules and Jim might be two different expressions of Jules and Jim might be the version with English subtitles versus the original French language version, the two different language variations. The definition of manifestation is the physical embodiment of an expression of a work. So if you have both a DVD and a VHS, both of which have the version with English subtitles, you've got two different manifestations of the same expression of the same work. An item is a single exemplar of a manifestation, so your library's copy of the DVD is one item that represents that manifestation of that expression of that work. Another example might be a dramatization or a film of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, which was originally a novel. That would actually be a related work because it's been adapted from the original work, the novel by Mark Twain. If you've got illustrated editions, annotated editions, editions with particular editors and translations of Adventures of Tom Sawyer, you have lots of different expressions of the novel by Mark Twain. If you have a microfilm of a particular illustrated edition, it's the same expression as the print copy of that particular illustrated edition, but a different manifestation due to the carrier change. It's microfilm instead of being text. And then another copy of the same microfilm is a different item, the same manifestation, but a different item. Okay, let's start reviewing some of these Ferberization tools that are out there. The first one is the LC Ferber display tool that was developed by the Network Development and Mark Standards Office at the Library of Congress, and that's the website where you can find it. The Ferber display tool assumes that only bibliographic records will be searched and displayed, so authority records cannot be used to assure that users succeed even if they search on name or title variants. The default author search in Voyager, which is LC's catalog, does search author authority records, but I'm assuming that the Ferberization tool, since up here they list only bibliographic fields, that it's only looking at bibliographic records. Work displays are not compressed. as I recommend, and so they're bulky and difficult to scan. Right. Related works and works about are not identified as such and can appear before editions of the work sought, depending on the main entry, which makes for a more confusing display. In general, it's not clear where works about a work or works related to it would appear in these displays. And not all works seem to cluster together. For example, what appear to be two editions of Dibdin's play, The Heart of Midlothian, are listed as if they were two different works, probably because of a difference in subtitle. The Ferber display tool sensibly does not attempt to discriminate between manifestations and expressions in recommended displays, but calls both additions. Current cataloging practice assumes that humans are making this discrimination, not machines. Our bibliographic records can, we make a new bibliographic record even if it's for a new manifestation. So the new bibliographic record could be either for a new expression or for a new manifestation. The text describing the Ferber display tool is somewhat confusing in this regard, however, implying that only language change discriminates expressions and that all other changes, for example, edition statement changes and changes in subsidiary authorship or manifestation changes. This may go back to Ferber itself because Ferber's tables list all elements of the bibliographic description as being linked to manifestation, despite the fact that its definitions disagree with that. So, okay, the next one I'm going to look at is OCLC's Fiction Finder. This is actually under development. So I was working with Diane Fazine-Getz. I'm not sure how she pronounces her name, but she's kind of the project manager at OCLC. And she very kindly was showing me their beta versions as they went along, which actually were changing month by month. So my paper may already be slightly out of date. If you want to look at the new beta, the website is at the third one down there. Fiction Finder does allow users to search using both author and title, but it's still unclear to me whether the search is matched against authority records. The search on Clemens does retrieve works by Twain, but this may be because name variants for Twain are included in each of his work records, which you'll see in a little bit. The display of 55 works found under author Clemens and title Tom Sawyer is a little bit confusing because it seems to consist mainly of various expressions of adventures of Tom Sawyer that were not given uniform titles by catalogers. So it may not be fair to fault Fiction Finder for not recognizing them as expressions of the same work. And Diane did say that Fiction Finder uses uniform titles in authority and bibliographic records, title added entries, and ISBNs to cluster manifestation expressions of a work. So if the cataloger hasn't put one of those into the record, it falls outside, it doesn't get clustered. And I'm sure there are many records in OCLC that don't have work identifiers. When the main work node, and this is the main work node with 1,122 editions of Tom Sawyer. When that's selected, we seem to be looking at a description of both the work and the author here. There's information down at the bottom about wrote as Clemens, Samuel Langhorne, and that I think that may be why we can search on these variant names for Twain is because they've put this right into these work records. If that's the price we have to pay to have access to the author's name variants, perhaps it's worth it, but it makes it a little bit confusing about what the object of this record is. Diane, in one of her emails, said our intent is to include pseudonyms represented in the database, but according to her, the feature isn't working correctly yet, so I'm not sure how they intend. This may be changing as the beta changes over time. The default display of expressions is in order by number of holdings, with the expression with the largest number of holdings first. That's kind of their rule for relevancy ranking of expressions of a work. Users are also given the option of sorting them by date, by language, or by format, and the formats they've included so far are ebooks, audio, braille, and large print. So that's a nice touch to let people resort, at least on those categories. The inclusion of statements of subsidiary responsibility, giving editors and illustrators and the like, is very helpful in allowing users to select among all these available expressions. Unfortunately, users are not given the option of choosing to view either works about Tom Sawyer or works related to it, for example, films based on Tom Sawyer. According to Diane, they intentionally limited Fiction Finder to fiction, which eliminates nonfiction works about fictional works. However, they do want to broaden the coverage to include films and television programs, so the comment about related works may not be true in, as they progress. The single record display is closer to being a full record display than it was in earlier versions of Fiction Finder, but it does still lack some valuable information that could potentially differentiate one expression from another. The notes, for example, sometimes that's the only place you can find useful information. And as I said earlier, I always recommend that the entire record be given, because catalogers are best able to judge which details are discriminatory in any given case than any software can be. When one does a subject search in Fiction Finder, for example, this was a search on chocolate, there is good compression, with each work being listed only once rather than listing hundreds of editions of the same work. However, the works appear to be relevance ranked based on which works have the most editions, and users are not given the option of sorting works retrieved by work identifier or even author or title. Diane did say that they're intending to allow people those kinds of options for resorting on even on the subject searches, so that maybe that I'm just commenting on a work under development here. Now, the next project I wanted to talk about is the RLG project that they call Red Light Green. Just before I left, I saw something, and I somehow managed to forget to print it out and bring it with me, so I hope I'm not garbling this in my memory, but I think that there was some sort of an official announcement that in the process of the RLG-OCLC merger, that the Red Light Green people are going to move over to work on Fiction Finder, that they're not going to keep working on these two projects that are both in some ways trying to do the same thing. So if I got that wrong, I apologize. I just saw it quickly just before I left, and I think that that's what it's that said. But so this may be partly historical, this review of Red Light Green. A known work search isn't demonstrated at the websites that I listed on the last slide, but instead a subject search is shown, in which the user identifies a work of interest and then asks to see all available editions. The display of works under the subject heading of interest, Buddhist art, does not employ author title work identifiers. All works are listed by uniform title if present or title on item. Because of that, the editions of each work do not necessarily cluster together based on work identifier. This is an example of a single record display in Red Light Green. And these are all screen prints that are from a presentation that I think Marilee Proffitt did. So I may not completely understand myself where all of these screens live in the system. This next one is called a Your List display, and it's listing three different works. And this seems to be the only place where something called Not the Right Edition appears as a hot link available for users. And one wonders how many users understand what that link is, and what it's a little bit cryptic. I can imagine there might be some people who don't understand what that is and what it can do for them. When a user does choose the hot link about not the right edition, the display of all available editions still leaves out what I consider to be important discriminatory information, such as editor, translator, illustrator. It's a very abbreviated display. There is a demo site for Red Light Green, so I went there and tried doing a work search. What I showed you up until now was actually a subject search. I do think it's good that they're trying to Ferberize subject searches as well as work searches. I think that's important for all these projects to remember that they need to do both. But I went to their demo site and tried doing a work search myself. It looks like when you search on Clemens Tom Sawyer, you get 85 results, which becomes 33 results when limited to English. Well, a search on Twain Tom Sawyer retrieves 92 results, which becomes 77 results when limited to English. So it's clearly not using authority records to bring together variant names of works yet. So that's a mark against it. Different editions of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer are listed as if they were different works when their titles vary, but this may be, again, the problem of underlying bibliographic records lacking uniform titles. If it also might be because the software is not using uniform titles to collocate expressions of a work, so it's hard to tell, but it may be a combination of both. On the search for Twain Tom Sawyer limited to English, when line 9 representing 23 editions is chosen, there's a single record for one of 23 editions, which is a little bit odd. But you can request a display of all 23 editions, and when you do that, the editions display in chronological order, with the latest published edition first, in a table of columns for publisher, date, language, edition statement, contents, which seems to apply to physical description, which would presumably include illustration statements, and ISBN. The user is not given the option to resort on any of the columns. And latest edition first is kind of a bias towards scientific publications rather than publications in the humanities, where earliest edition might well be preferred. And the last Ferberization project that I'm aware of is VTLS Virtua. Here again, there isn't a demo site where you can actually do searches on the web, so I had to use screen prints that they put up in various presentations that they've done. So there is room for error here. But I think it looks to me like users must choose either an author search or a title search, that they can't do a search using both the author and title at once. There is better compression here than in the other Ferberization projects. In other words, you can see more works. You can scan through more works more quickly. Even better, though, would be to get rid of the repetition of Beethoven's name and display his name only once with the works indented underneath. That would be even more compressed. It's unclear whether the author search is matched against authority records or bibliographic records. The work display under Beethoven doesn't include cross-references from authority records. For example, there's no cross-reference from Pastoral to Symphonies No. 6. So that would seem to indicate that authority records are not being included in the search or in the resulting displays. Displays of expressions are created by requiring catalogers to create non-standard work and expression records. Instead of recognizing that the Mark 21 authority record is already designed in a way to be a work record, and that every field in a standard AACR2R Mark 21 bibliographic record potentially contains information to identify and describe a particular expression. the non-standard expression record does not seem to include much useful information about expressions to be found in standard bibliographic records, such as editors, translators, illustrators, edition statements like abridged edition, publication dates, and the like. However, perhaps these would show up only in the manifestation record, which appears to be the standard marked bibliographic record. And this demonstrates the fact that it's unwise to ask computer software rather than human catalogers to sort out which elements of a particular description apply to expression and which to manifestation. In fact, many of us might have, there are cases where many of us might have trouble doing that ourselves. But still, isn't it wonderful that people are finally trying to solve these problems? I've had some critical things to say about these existing projects, but let it not be thought that I'm not delighted to see the library systems world take up this difficult problem at last and try to find solutions to make the life of the catalog user easier by turning our online finding lists into online catalogs. Most catalog user studies have shown that the majority of catalog searchers seek a known item, which probably should have been called known work, and even subject searchers are sometimes looking for a known work of which the subject is known but the author and title are imperfectly remembered. It's unfortunate that up until this time, the known work search has been the most poorly designed of all searches in online public access catalogs, and I hope that the current spate of Ferberization projects is a harbinger of better times to come for known work searchers. That's it. So, tea or questions?
Thanks very much, Martha. It's a really nice summary of Ferberization efforts using the current AACR2-based bibliographic data. Got time for one or two questions for Martha.